I love when we hear the journeys that the disciples are on with Christ. And you think about all the walking that they did together and shared a lot together, a lot of fun times together. They supported each other in sorrow. They supported each other in crisis. But this journey today, Jesus, it's a serious question. It's one that we all need to think about. He asked them, and he's asking every one of us, who do you say that I am? And I challenge us to take it a little bit further. Who does Jesus say that you are? We're on a mission together. We're on a journey together. And that mission and that journey is a challenging journey of life. But the journey is to achieve our salvation in heaven, and that's the glory of our lives. I just recently read a book, and one of the stories inside of that book really spoke to my heart. It was all about navigating. There's a group of guys who have been wanting to do this race from Los Angeles to Hawaii, a sailing race. It's 2,500 miles, and the boat they had wasn't big enough. And this particular year, they reduced the size and were allowed to go on the trip. 35-foot sailboat, all set to go. Their navigator was a Navy navigator. He navigates the large ships. Just before they were having to leave, the navigator got a phone call from the Navy. Sorry, you're going out to sea. They lost their navigator. So one of the guys in the group said, I'll do it. He went down to the marina, talked to some people, tried to get information and knowledge. One thing he did learn is a compass is not good enough. A compass does point us in the direction it's pointing, but when the sail is pushed one way by the wind, or the current takes another way, or a storm takes us off path, and you're still going east, well, you're going to miss your mark because you shifted. What they taught him was you need a point, a permanent point in the sky that will be your mark to journey towards. So when you get off course, you get back on by looking at the mark. It is no different than our journey as Christian men and women striving to achieve our salvation. Jesus is the mark. We gotta come back to Jesus when we get off. What causes us to get off the path? Lots of things, our family, our work, school. Today we're in a rather awful political environment. And if we get so involved in that political environment, it takes us away from Jesus Christ. I challenge all of us, when we get off that path and we're getting into those moments, you turn back to Christ. Because what will he do? Jesus Christ will lead us to the truth. In the gospel reading, Jesus tells Peter, so Peter first says, you're the Christ, and he's glorious, and he's praised, and he's loved. And then right around the second moment, he turns to Jesus and says, no, you can't go die. Nah, that can't happen. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. Why? Because he was thinking, as one of us, human beings, and not relying upon Christ, not relying upon God. He was thinking as a human being. And then he tells us to pick up our cross and follow him. That's where we come together as people of Christ working together to reach the goal. Today we have the beautiful thing of taking part of a baptism, one of our beautiful sacraments. Elijah is going to be baptized today. The angels in heaven are glorifying God that we're bringing another child into his glory. We're going to come and receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, in the sacrament of the Eucharist that fills us and grows us. In the second reading, James is teaching us about faith and works. Yes, it is very, very important for us to proclaim that we believe in Jesus Christ. But we can't do it without doing the things that we do together in love. It's works in love. And that's exactly what our ministry fair is all about. Last weekend and this weekend. This weekend, we have the Properties Commission that's out there to offer you opportunities to talk to them about how we keep these properties gorgeous. We have the funeral ministries. The funeral ministry, when people, our fellow parishioners, are hurting and grieving, we come together to support them, grow them, and help them through that grieving process. The Parish Life Commission that does our silent auction, that does the picnics, that does all the fun things. So if you're an entertaining type person, it's a great way for you to come and give of your gifts to share with others. We have the catechist teaching of adults and our children. What a better way to share our faith with our children by teaching them and bringing what you have to them of what you've learned in our faith. It's all about doing all the things we need to do to come back to Jesus Christ. And doing all these works brings us joy, it brings us hope, and it brings us to the point to where I challenge all of you to focus and meditate